welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today, my good friend, Dr. Dweej, is here with us. And today, she's going to be talking to us about a cosmic awakening to a limitless life. And we're going to learn about how do you awaken to a limitless life? How do you learn to control the negative voice you hear? How to stop your cravings once and for all? And how to tap into your abundance? So we're going to be talking about that and much more. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Dweej, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Dweej has been on our show many times. So much fun, so much energy, so much wisdom, you know, throughout the calls each and every time. So she is in service to humanity and has become as those who have self-actualized and has received her light body. And she ushers in change as a surrogate of divine femininity, demonstrating what is achievable by us all, walking between worlds here in the physical while connected multidimensionally in the spiritual to the higher realms of existence. As a metaphysical practitioner who has prepared her entire life for this time in history, she is able to assist souls who are ready to awaken and ascend. She has been endowed with the essence of the cosmic mother to walk the planet, being a testament that the divine feminine has returned and to uplift consciousness, returning balance and harmony once again. So today we're going to experience the amazing healing and transformational gifts that Dr. Dweej holds. And she's here to share with humanity as the cosmic mother speaks an ancient language of light through her to instantly raise your vibration, clear, calibrate, and align you to your divine blueprint. So I'm so excited that she's here with us to share her wisdom, teachings, and energy once again. And as we open up the Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you all to just come into your heart space, connect into the energies that are flowing already throughout the call from my teams, and just be open to receiving the energies, the wisdom, the teachings that are going to be coming through this call today with Dr. Dweej. And so now I invite you to open up your hearts and join me in welcoming Dr. Dweej to the show. So Dr. Dweej, welcome.
Hello, and thank you for having me on yet again. Much appreciated. And to everyone listening, absolutely blessings, and just open your heart to expand and to allow more truth and understanding and grace and peace and all those things that we desire in this moment. Just allow ourselves to fully embrace them and allow those things to come in. Ah. Yeah, that feels good.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. So, Dr. Dweej, can you tell us a little bit about where you have been on your journey recently? Because, you know, each time you come on the show, it's like you're a new person. So can you share with us
That's so
your...
Funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like you're
journey,
a new person, but bigger,
you know,
expanded
and we were talking. And we were talking before we went live, right,
yes.
About this, because you think, okay, there's like this end, the end to the journey, and there isn't. And this awakening, folks, isn't a one-time, okay, I'm awake now, that's it. It's not a one-time event. It's ongoing. Will last years and years and years and years and years. So let's be really straight with that. And so for those who already know my story, you know that my light body, and you know there's several light bodies, the blue one, which is all just about helping you to transmute, to transform. But when you get the major light body, the one that will allow for your I am to move in, and that happened, what, in 2012. So I thought that that was the end all. And then my I am, right, moved in, and this cosmic mother and all these things. And you still think, well, can there be more? And let me tell you, there is so much more, because as we understand, these physical vessels are going with us. And so on this side, 2017, a year of the one, wow, where it's new beginnings, it's amazing. And the up-leveling, the upgrading of my physical body is beautiful. You know, and what I find fascinating, so last year being a 9-year, was also my 54th birthday, a 9 birthday completion, and it was completing this ascension road and having my monad, my I am within me. And now it being a 1 year and my 5-5 birthday, a 1 birthday, now what do I do with it, right? Because I get to fully consciously understand that my God self is within, and what does that look like for being of service and anchoring that light on the planet. And it's fascinating on this side of it to see how I'm being brought out and expanded. I was sharing with you how, you know, recently I went past 137 dimensions. Just imagine, some of us can't get past the idea of 4D when you go to sleep, much less going out beyond that, right? Mm-hmm. And I could feel myself being pulled out. It's like, wow, this is wild. And I went through a Lemurian portal and out to over 137 dimensions. And I thought, okay, is there more? Last week, as I was standing there in the evening time, and I said, oh my goodness, I am moving out of me so quickly, I think I might pass out. That's how fast I was expanding. And the mother was bringing me all the way out beyond 300 dimensions, where they don't even count dimensions anymore, to beyond, to do work, to bring things and energies and different stuff back. It's profound. It's profound where we are going and what is happening to us. The other part of it being on the other side of these initiations of ascension and having the monadic merger, as I do, is the challenging part is that the brain no longer operates in linear time. And so, wow, that takes some adjusting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
anything you want to do becomes something where you really, you know how I talk about getting off autopilot and being mindful and being aware? Wow, never more is that the case on this side of it, where you really have to be paying attention and giving it all your attention to do one little mundane thing, because you're so expanded that this 3D reality is boring. You're so expanded and you can feel and see so much that being able to just move into this reality, you can really begin to see that this is the least and this is the illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's absolutely beautiful. You know, I teleported several months ago driving my vehicle. So that's the other cool thing. All of these, if you want to call them supernatural abilities, start to turn on within you. And literally, I was driving, and I was on the phone with my assistant. And as I'm driving, the whole day I felt really odd and kind of, for the easiest way to describe it to the audience, I would say out of body. But
mm-hmm.
it was a strange kind of sensation going on. And so I'm driving, all of a sudden I blink. Now, as I'm driving, I'm already on my road to come home. I know how to get to my house, let me be clear, right?
Yes, I
know how to get there. So I'm on that street turning in, and I blink. And when I open my eyes, I'm parked in front of my old house about 4 or 5 miles away.
Hmm.
And I go to hit the, you know, the remote for the garage, and it doesn't work. And I look out the car, and I'm like, where the heck am I? And I look, and I'm like, how did I get here? I'm in front of my old house, sitting in the driveway.
Mm.
What just happened? Yes.
Right, wow.
And so, you know, and you already know that I bilocate, and all these other things begin to happen and showing up different places. That's what happens on the other side. The magic begins to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, you have to consciously be ready for it, right? Because it is kind of odd, let me tell you. And I felt totally discombobulated afterwards. My assistant, she's on the she actually is listening to the interview. She may tap in and put her two cents in. Let me tell you, I was totally discombobulated. And she's like, what just happened? I'm like, I don't know. I was on the street to my home, and now I'm in front of my old house miles away, and I don't know how I got here. It was in a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Did they
wow.
say that? You even
yep.
heard that. In a blink of an eye, folks, and that's what's happening. And so it's about just really understanding this process, getting into your heart space, getting away from judgment, allowing the possibilities, and that's the challenge here in this call, allowing all of the endless possibilities to start to become your realities. And that's what it's all about, awakening, a cosmic awakening, that there is so much more behind you, right? And it's time. You're in a year of the one. This is it. This is really the time to start to tell new stories. No more of this same old stuff continuing to happen to you. You have to make the choice to move past it. To get through the bottleneck, squeeze through that bottleneck, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about you surrendering all those things, all those stories that you've been telling of your lack, of your limitation, of your struggle, of your not having enough. None of that matters. You, the divine you, connect to it. And if you connect to it and really, really tap into that, that part of you will pull you along and you're going to be okay. And on the other side, you'll have all that you desire. That's the easiest of it.
And, you know, we're only at the beginning of April, but it feels like so much has already happened and changed in only 3 months.
It has. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. So, okay. December 26th, I was guided to start paying. I do sun gazing, right? And
mm-hmm.
I was guided, go outside and look at the sun. I'm like, okay. So I bring my phone out and I video the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was magnificent. It had all the rays of God within it. It was absolutely beautiful. So my mom's visiting me that day. So we go out driving to run some errands. And all of a sudden, the sun talks to me again. I'm like, yes, I see you. And, you know, I went right into light language. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to drive? What's going on, right? So I call one of my team. And they're helping to anchor the energy so I can feel a little grounded and continue driving. Well, I actually make a wrong turn. That's how discombobulated I'm beginning to get.
Mm-hmm.
I make a wrong turn, and I now have to go into a parking lot. So I'm sitting in a parking lot, which is absolutely perfect because I'm now facing the sun.
The sun. Yeah.
How mm-hmm. perfect. So I look at the sun communicating with me. I'm speaking the language, and the sun turns pink, and pink drops to the earth. The sun turns green, and green drops to the earth. The sun turns blue, and blue drops. It's turning all the rays of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think that's enough? Nope, that's not enough. Then all of a sudden, a perfect golden cross is bigger than the sun and is on top of the sun. My mom could see it. My mom can see everything. And she's like, do you see that? I'm like, yes, I see that. And
wow.
then this being, literally this light being, walks out of the sun. Whew, I kid you not. Then the light changes. I'm able to drive to my destination, and I'm guided to step out and anchor this energy in. So I step out of the car. I look back up at the sun, and it's this gold color. And
mm-hmm.
I'm, again, back in the light language, anchoring all of these energies in, and then that was done. The next day, I'm guided to go look at the sun again. Wow. Now, this video shows that that new energy that was coming in, that crystalline energy activation that happened, started
mm-hmm.
that day. And so in this video, and I'll email it to you, this video shows the sun. There is a beam of light from the top of it going up into the cosmos, and there's a beam of light from the bottom of it coming down to the earth. In fact, in the video, you can see the beam in front of the car in my parking lot, in my driveway. And you see this beam. About 4 minutes into the video, the sun ignites and becomes this large mass of bright white light with a ring of blue all around it. And I have that video. So those are the changes. The energy is now here to transform us. Begin to consciously, because it's your conscious choice, because this is still free will, to connect to those energies, allow those energies to move into you, breathe it in. It will transmute the stuff you still have, letting it go. Call on those rays of God, right? All those colors that dropped to the earth are the rays of God. Blue is divine will, surrender, and protection. The golden ray is illumination. The pink ray is cosmic love. The green ray, healing and abundance. The violet ray, transmutation. So these rays are all in, and everyone has access to it when you consciously begin to call it in. And that's what you have to do. Nothing's just going to show up for you. The more we expand, the more it's conscious. The more we expand, the more it's conscious. So even in your so-called sleep state, when you go to bed at night and you're in 4D, it's about you doing so consciously, right? Being aware of your lucid dreams, being aware that you can ask your team to show up and to show you what you still need to release it in the fourth dimension, that state, to be aware of what signs are showing up, because we have to be conscious now, 24/7. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And then that's what, you know, I'm always talking about, you know, being present, being aware, you know, what are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are the emotions that are coming up? And sometimes things, because it seems like the past 3-4 months, it's been like super fast. You know, it's like things are coming up to be released and cleared, but we still have that free will and that choice of clearing it, letting it go, or holding on to it, right?
Correct. Exactly. And, you know, we were speaking earlier about the fourth initiation of ascension, right? Surrender, the darkest night of the soul, if you understand that easier, or the art of letting go. And we really have to let it go. It doesn't serve you. And I know people listening say, but, it's my reality. Well, it will continue to be your reality as long as you continue to feed it. You see, we have to stop feeding the beast, the ego, the negativity, and you have to allow yourself to let go whatever no longer serves you. So if it's easier to work on that in the dream state, then do that. Be actively saying, this is the time I want to work on this, and work on it so you can clear it and start to feel that this shift is happening for you. Because the shift is for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to get it to your heart. You have to be operating from that space of love. You have to be the detached observer. You cannot have judgment. And I know it's easy to have judgments, especially if you live in the Western world where, you know, we can talk about politics for the next, I don't know, 10 hours. And what we don't like about it. But if that's all you talk about, what you don't like about it, then what are you feeding?
That.
And And I know we've heard this before, and I know everyone says, oh, I know that. Knowing something and living something are two separate things, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter what you know if you don't apply it. So all your good intentions don't mean anything if you don't take action. You see, everyone thinks they know about the law of attraction, which is wonderful. So you set all these wonderful intentions, but until you take action towards it, the universe doesn't know that that's what you desire. That's what you need. That's what you require. You got to take action. So having all these negative thoughts about what's not right is not serving you. If you want to be the change that you want, then set those better feeling thoughts and intentions and then take action behind it. And then real change will happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And sometimes it's the smallest things, you know, like start the baby steps, you know, and that's what I always say. It's like, do something small. I, for one, you know, choose big steps for myself, but I suggest everybody else take small steps, you know. It's just easier sometimes. But, you know, for some of us, we came here to, you know, do something in a different way than, you know, than everybody else. And so, you know, we've learned our lessons, and we sometimes the most difficult ones, you know, and we learned the hard way, but, you know, it's what we had chosen before we came, so that we could start to live this limitless life. So I really wanted to talk about, what do you mean by a limitless life, and how do we awaken to it?
So, you know, and we have actually been already talking about it, but a limitless life. So just imagine on this side, right? We're in 2017. It's a 1 year, new beginnings. So if you were to just close your eyes for a minute and just imagine if you had no restrictions, you had no limitations of your health, of your thoughts, of your money, no limitation at all, what would you be doing right now? What does that look like? See yourself on a beautiful golden path in your mind's eye, and way out in front, your higher self. And now take a step onto that path. And instead of all your stuff being in the way, blocking you, that path is clear to your higher self. And your higher self is standing there in front of you saying, what would you like today? What do you want to do? What would bring you joy today? That's a limitless life, you see. And that is within grasp of everyone. It's clearing that path of all your stuff so that the path is clear and you're connected to that higher part of yourself saying, I'm here. You've surrendered to me. I'm the divine director of your material experience and has freedom of action in all that you think, say, and do. And that higher part says, ah, there is only love. There is only joy. There is only brotherhood. Feel that. There is only power. There is only peace. There is only immortality. There is only divine beauty and youth. Imagine that. And there is only prosperity, for everything that you desire is here, is yours. And feel yourself expand into that. All of the potential, all of the possibilities are right there in front of you, in your higher self. Limitless. You can't run out of anything that you desire and that brings you joy. It's like the bottomless pit. Mm-hmm. It's limitless. But first you have to awaken to it.
Right. So we are only limited by our thoughts, our beliefs, old patterns, old paradigms that we continue to hold on to, right?
Correct. That's it. And if you could see that, if you could see that everything that you desire is already waiting for you, and you're the only thing holding you back. Can you imagine that? That your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs, your programs, that's all that holds you back. And the moment you can let it go, the moment you can say, I am a divine being, and I am now stepping into my limitless life, instantly you'll be manifesting things that you desire. Instantly things will be working out for you. In fact, I have a client who we had this conversation last week, and all of a sudden she's manifesting these amazing opportunities for herself. You know, she's teaches how to get into the heart and different things. And now her invited to do a workshop, and her workshop is selling out.
Beautiful.
Yes. we are standing in our way. And so we have got to let go. You know, your thoughts are not you. Your mind is not you. Just like you, your hand is a part of you, but it is not who you are. We have to start to master our thoughts. And we have so many different thoughts or inner voices taking over that we begin to believe ourselves to be these voices, and these are just voices. And so we have to start to be aware of the inner critic, the worrier, the reactor, right? Do you overreact to everything? The sleep depriver. All of these things, these voices that are telling us something, how do we deal with those voices? So we have to begin to, first of all, recognize that that thought, that voice is not me. It's just getting my attention. And I give you validation. Thank you, voice, right? And you begin to talk to yourself. It's okay. Thank you, voice of the critic, for reminding me of this. I will be much more thoughtful and mindful as I move forward. Thank you. You can go now. Do you see? Or give your mind likes to have tasks. And that's the thing. It's like a computer. So it likes to have jobs, but we don't give the mind the job. So the balancing of the checkbook, the doing of something mundane, you know, is what the mind likes to do. So occupy your mind fully with those things. And then when you're doing something else, tell your mind, okay, I don't need you in this. Now my emotional body is doing this, and I'm going to be with my emotional body. So you consciously have to be able to separate, wow, the emotional body and the mental body, and be mindful and become the detached observer of all of these different aspects of yourself. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that takes practice. You know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that takes practice. But it's possible, right?
Yes.
It's possible. Yes. And you already said, you stop throughout the day and you pay attention. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Evaluate it. You know, are your thoughts trying to get your attention, wanting to tell you something? And how does it feel? Because you'll know through the guidance system, does that thought serve you or is that thought not serving you?
Right.
And if it's not serving you and you feel crappy, well, okay, why am I feeling crappy? And what's going on? Why are you showing me this emotion? Is it something that I haven't dealt with that I still need to deal with? Or is it not even mine, you see? So it's about you becoming consciously aware all the time of all these things. Yeah, it's work, but that's how you get through the bottleneck. That's how you surrender, clearing all that stuff so that you can move further and further. Because the reality of it is, it's all about you being able to hold the light. And at each stage of ascension, there's more light to be held. So you might start off like 35% light, but to get through those six initiation, you have to be 89% light. To get through the ninth initiation, you're about 95% light. So that's why in my pictures now, this light is coming through me, and literally it's like this glowing light in the picture. It's fascinating to see, quite honestly.
Wow.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to send me you know, some new pictures of how you look now, because, you know, I haven't seen these ones yet, so it'll be interesting to see.
Okay.
For sure.
Yep.
So there is a comment from your assistant. She wrote in, and she said that she was on a call with you when, you know, you teleported. And she said it was an amazing, magical, and beautiful experience. Very magical. Once you realize what had happened, and she says these experiences are really real. It's a blessing to witness and to anticipate what is to come doing the work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so funny, you know. And she'll be on different calls with me when I do, you know, the mastermind and all the different things. And so she's able to write their experience. And it's just so beautiful to see and to hear from others what they get to see and feel and know, you know.
Yeah,
it's cool stuff. It's so real. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure, you know, like, especially when you are transmitting codes and transmitting light language, And when the Divine Mother is working through you, the energy is really powerful, isn't it?
It's intense. And it can be so strong at times. Even my team, my tribe of 12, it's so funny. Because when something's coming in, they're like, okay, I've got to go because the energy is so strong. My head hurts now. I've got to go lay down. That's how strong the frequencies are. And even those who are around me, they'll have to go run and lay down because it's so intense that, yeah, the expansion is causing a headache or something. It's beautiful. But it's real. You feel it. You definitely feel it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know what is possible, right, for all of us, right?
For all of us. And that's the reality of it. And that's really the blessing and why I do these interviews, because it is to share these experiences that I've been blessed with, that it's the reason why I came in, right? Part of the reason I came in awakened was to be able to see and have these experiences and to tell you, this is so real. This is what it looks like. These are the colors. This is how I saw it. Yes, this being sat on my bed. Yes, they brought me off planet. Yes, they did this. Yes, the rays of God descended into me. So yes, I know the rays of God are important. You know, it's like just walking that path and it being laid out so that there is no having to second guess what the path is all about and what you need to do and understand and master and let go of, because I've walked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about just sharing that. And I do my best to share it in an honest way. I mean, there are no filters. It just comes out because that's what it's about. It's just sharing it. There's no secret to this, you know? There really isn't. There's no magical wand to it.
Definitely not.
No.
So Dr. Edwidge, can you talk to us a little bit about, because we have lots of questions on the Q&A as well as, callers. But I wanted to make sure that we didn't miss talking about how to stop your cravings, because I know some people are wondering about that, and how to tap into your abundance even more so than ever before, especially
right.
this year.
It's
time.
So cravings really are a sign of being out of balance. So let's just go over, for example, sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
A craving for sugar relates on a physical level to the cells of the body not getting enough energy. Sugar is a quick source of energy, and the body knows this. So your body needs energy. And that's what's going on. So reduced cellular energy production can occur because of lack of minerals necessary for proper insulin. So you need minerals in your body, and you need to start to communicate with your cells, right? That intercellular communication.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on when you are lacking sugar. Your cells need to communicate, and they're not communicating within the physical body. And so that means going into a taking care of the physical, it means getting more minerals, magnesium, chromium, zinc, and different things into your body. On the spiritual level, the energetic level, it means you meditating and now starting to see each cell of your body, each molecule of your body, down to the mitochondria, filling with beautiful golden white light.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring in that golden white light into every cell and begin to speak to the cells of your heart. You're filling with light. The light of Creator is now within my heart. And every cell, every molecule of my lungs now filled with divine light. You see, and now I talk to the muscles. I talk to my eyes, my teeth. So I talk to every system, my skeletal system, my muscular system, the endocrine system, the hormonal system. So you literally sit there in that meditative state and you speak to every system in your body and you allow that divine light to move into every cell, every molecule of your body. And that will actually begin to work the cravings for sugar.
Hmm.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, love it. So salt is associated with the kidneys, the adrenals, and the water balance that control them. And so the glands are out of order when it comes to salt. And so it's the body's way of calling out that you need to actually balance your adrenals and different things. And knowing this, it's about, how do I say, not being in the flow, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So understanding that you then have so much stuff, and I talk about that, I think, in the sixth chapter of my book, Getting Rid of the Gunk. So because you have gunk around your auric field, you can't be in the flow. So if you would imagine these nestling dolls, and inside the doll is you, and then around you is the emotional, the mental bodies, all these different bodies, your auric field. And hovering above you is your soul, your higher self, your I am, all of these divine aspects, 325 levels up to source, right? And so all of your unexpressed emotions, all of the old programs, all of the things lifetime after lifetime that are blocking you, that's all in those bodies preventing you from being in the flow. So once you clear those bodies, now the flow from source, the flow from your I am, from your higher self, your soul, and so on, you're in the flow, and you can actually feel this light, this pillar of light above you, and the flow moving in. And that's what's lacking, you being connected. So, yes, you need to balance the adrenal system. You need to balance the endocrine system. But you also need to clear your auric field so that you can be in the flow. And so that's what's going on when you have that. So it's just beginning to understand the mastery of these different things. And everything has to do with expansion and your awareness. Fat is an interesting one. And when you are craving fatty foods, you're actually, your self-worth is not balanced. So that's what you actually have to work on, your self-worth. So, yeah, it's fascinating to know these things. And so it's about you beginning to do really deep work on yourself, because mastery of the physical body is the first initiation. So it's not about beating yourself up, but it's about having compassion for yourself. You're actually on the path, and that's the first initiation, mastery of the physical. So it only makes sense, right, that you would have these cravings, addictions, what have you, because you're finally learning to become the master. And the first initiation is the physical vessel. The physical vessel is important that you get that, because it's the vessel that's going to have the soul merge, the monadic merge, the light body merge. So it has to be prepared. It's the vessel. So all of these things need to come back into balance and harmony, and that's what it's about.
Makes total sense. And again, that's also, it's about being aware, being present, being conscious, you know, of everything that's going on in your field, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, it definitely is about the awareness, right? And then starting to create balance. So it's paying attention to what you're eating. It's paying attention to your body, because your body's going to say, hey, do I need this or don't I? And so everything, again, leads back to you being consciously aware, right?
Yeah.
Of everything going on around you, including the food you're eating, including are you exercising, including are you breathing properly. These are all parts of the mastery of the physical, understanding pranic breathing, understanding anchoring yourself, understanding grounding and going and stepping on some grass to ground in these energies. So all of those things are within the mastery of the physical.
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then we want to talk about
abundance.
So
the reality of it, you have always been and will always be the creator of all that you experience, right? And it's baby steps. This is really, you know, an interesting thing. And we have to expand what abundance, because the word abundance simply means a lot of something. That's its definition. So you have abundance, right?
Yes.
What do you have abundance of right now? And so you have to be mindful and to choose prosperity consciousness, and then begin to choose that every single day. I now choose prosperity consciousness and then allow that to expand. What does that prosperity consciousness look like for you? And it's not only money, right? Abundance and prosperity, really, money is a small portion of that, but it's things working out for you. You know, and I've told that story before of me going to the vitamin shop with $105 in my pocket and telling my team to work it out, and my bill came to $104.60. So that's prosperity consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's understanding that the universe will work on your behalf when you set clear intentions and then you put action towards it. And so I choose prosperity. That might be getting a raise at work. That might be getting a different job altogether. That might mean, you know, just an opportunity to do an interview. Whatever it looks like for you, you get to clarify what that is for you. And then asking for more of that, more joy, more peace. All of that is abundance, right? It's a way of being. And that's our God right when we begin to tap into, that's my right. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, it does. Yep, and even that is a choice, right? Because like you said, you're intentionally choosing prosperity consciousness, you know, you're choosing abundance, you're bringing more of what you like and enjoy into your life, and asking for more of that, and working with your team, which is so important.
Yeah, and, you know, when a penny shows up on the street, don't say, you know, a penny, what's that? And walk over it. You pick it up with gratitude. Hear the word gratitude. And you say, thank you, universe, more please. Do you see?
Yeah.
Because you have to, again, take action so that the universe knows, ah, that's what you want. More money. Got it. Do you see?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm just curious if anybody else is experiencing these beautiful energies that are coming in during this call, because I don't know about you, I'm feeling them. And because I know that, you know, when you're talking to us, Dr. Dweej, you're also transmitting codes and energy at the same time. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The entire time, energies, frequencies. Yeah, there is no time when I'm not transmitting light. It's so amazing. And so, yeah, you can feel, you know, it's fascinating. When I did some sacred work a couple of weeks ago, and it was profound because we were together in the physical. And everyone who looked into my eyes, wow, my eyes turned colors and I morphed. One saw, I didn't have two eyes, I just had one seeing eye on my forehead. One looked right through my eyes and went out into the cosmos. I mean, these amazing things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that energy doesn't turn off, you know?
No.
And I'm always in the awareness, again, everything is awareness. I'm always in the awareness that for everyone's best and highest good, let there be a clearing here today. Let there be a calibration here today. Whatever you're ready to let go of, may it be released from your heart, from your being, from your essence today, so that more of you as a divine being may step in. And that's always my prayer every time I do these. And so everyone who's in alignment with that, you will feel this energy move you, literally move you. Yeah. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Yes, thank you. So we have, like I said, lots of questions, and it's interesting how maybe I'll take a question and from a live one in just a moment, but it's interesting that people are asking about Lemuria. So one person, Maya, is asking, she says, I'm curious, was goddess Isis present in Lemuria? And also, what exactly is the Lemurian portal? And then I have somebody else, Diana, asking, what exactly is the Lemurian heritage? Why do you talk about Lemuria? And are we all connected to the Lemurian energy? And I'm thinking to myself, Are we talking about Lemuria? Did we talk about it and I missed it?
No, we didn't. That was.
I know. So I was like, okay. I was like, did I miss a piece of the conversation?
traveling out through the dimensions and going through a Lemurian portal. That was the only thing I mentioned.
Okay.
That was the one thing, but nothing else. So,
yeah.
But they're getting what they are tapped into.
Yeah, absolutely.
So everyone who was feeling that, you know, Lemuria was a golden age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were seventh dimensional beings there, and that it sunk. And that there are those who made it to Telos up at Mount Shasta who live in the inner worlds. And there are those who sunk who were transitioned and are reincarnating. And yes, that's a part of returning to your higher dimensional self. So that's all a part of it. Absolutely. And for those who are asking, it's because you are those Lemurians. Makukutoni ichikata, enohita katoni ikuchikata, makukukuni apapukuni yata, eno ishimakuni yata, inehetukatana iteanakuni shipapukuni yata, ikatana ineahtuyan sapakuni ishimapukuni yata, tana inohishikata. Whoa. And so the mother says, love to you, my children, love to you. Yes, you are awakening to the truth of who you are. Absolutely. And this Lemurian portal, you know, it's just very interesting that there are all of these gateways and portals out there taking us to worlds that we've never even heard of, beyond. And the mother just out we went through one.
Right.
Because there's just tons of them. So, yeah, and that just happened to be one of them that mm-hmm. moved through. I've moved through others. Yes. So, it's fascinating to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and you know, so many of us are, we do resonate with Lemuria. We do resonate with Atlantis. We do resonate with Sirius and the Pleiades and even more. Like, you know, there's a lot that we resonate with.
So those that are awakening, so let's just really be clear, because not everyone is awakening, and we know that there are waves. So those who are the awakening ones are the star seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're familiar with Lemuria and Atlantis, with Sirius, with the Palladians, with the Arcturans, all of these wonderful, truly dimensional, interdimensional, galactic, cosmic beings, because those are our families. You're from those places. You're from the angelic realm. You know, I know people who were from the Pleiades. I know beings that were from principalities, the angelic realm of warriors, from the angelic realm of virtues. All of these different beings are the ones that are here to support and uplift humanity and to ascend. And everyone that are those star seeds will graduate. You become then those angelics, those ascended masters, so that you can go and work in other galaxies, in other worlds, in other universes, and be the guides. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
If that's your choice. So that's why you are awakening and remembering, yes, you had an incarnation in Lemuria. Yes, you had one Atlantis. Absolutely. And in Atlantis, you know, all this fighting and everything that happened, so many of us were dissected alive, and that's where the trauma even started, that's in your emotional body, in your mental body, your spiritual body, that has to be cleared so that you can get into the flow. That's where a lot of the fear comes from, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
yes, we were persecuted. Even after that, as you know, goddesses and different wonderful, the divine feminine energies, you know, these Martians and all these masculine energies came and took over. And quite honestly, it was the experiment, if you will. But now the divine feminine. And so we have these old fears that will be persecuted again for stepping out. And so it's about clearing all of that. So those are all the things that you have to be cleared and you begin to remember. Ah, I am divine. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I remember my existence in Atlantis. Absolutely. Yes, I remember my existence in Egypt. Absolutely. I even have a picture of me, because you know how I say I morph, as the Mayan priestess that I was. And she showed up, part of me in 2012, the Mayan calendar. And, it's like, she looks straight up ink, you know, like Mayan, and I'm like, and there it have it. And so Yeah, it's beautiful. And so that's what's going on. So yes, you have a propensity towards hearing that word, Lemuria or Atlantis or Sirion, because that's your origins and it's just home. The more you do the work, then your starseed family will walk right in and begin to work on you. Yes, they will.
Absolutely.
And so that's why every evening when you go to bed, don't just go there and be like, okay, to nothingness. Understand that you're in the fourth dimension, which is a higher dimension than 3D. So it's more real than 3D, folks. It's that we are 99% energy and 1% matter, and that 1% matter in 3D makes us think that it's real. It's not realer than the other aspects of ourselves in the higher dimensions. We've got to start to master those higher dimensions. That's all a part of the work. So when you're going to bed at night and you know that you're moving into theta brainwave as you're beginning to fall asleep, that is when your subconscious is open to suggestion. So now that's when you begin to say, team, show up. Let's work this out. What do I still need to release? Show me in this state. Or if you're wanting to create more prosperity for yourself, then as you fall asleep, you could say something like, I now choose prosperity consciousness, or simply saying, I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am healthy. Whatever that is, start to sing it to yourself as you fall asleep, because that's what your subconscious wants. It needs a new program so they can run wild with that, you see. And then it will begin to orchestrate for you and then bring that thought back to your mind. Ah, I have a new thought. Yes, you do. Now let's take action. You see?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what using the fourth dimension is for.
Beautiful.
And understanding that you have to master, because each dimension has like 12 levels to it. So you have to get out of the lower levels of 4D, because that's where they, you know, they still have the dark, and move to the higher levels and then out past that, where you're only creating from that space of love and joy and peace and harmony and balance and all of that. So again, beginning to master you 24 hours a day is the task at hand.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for those questions. I love that. And so now I'm just going to go quickly to the phone lines, because Tasha has been on the phone waiting with her hand raised for a long time. So Tasha is on a web call. So I'm just going to unmute you, Tasha. Let me hold on. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Oh, hi. Thanks for giving me this chance.
Sure.
Well,
do you have a question?
Oh, yes. A lot of them, actually. Well, I've been trying to clear and, you know, to move forward for more than 10 years. But the more I do, the more I feel tired, and it's like nothing is moving. I don't know what's happening. Is it possible, you know, that I'm doing something wrong, or?
So the reality of it is, okay, there's a couple of things. First, you described it, and I want everyone to hear this. You use the word try. Your subconscious does not recognize that word. So you are either doing something or you're not. You know, the language is a spell. The language has all sorts of spells hidden within it, and we truly have to learn to become masters of our words, for the word is the will. And as you speak it, so it is. But if you're speaking something that the subconscious cannot recognize, like a word, try, then you're not doing anything. You see? So that's number one. So you have to consciously choose. And the reality of it is, it's going to take as long as it does to clear your stuff, as long as you have stuff to clear. And the path is not a one-time quick awakening path. Clearing takes lifetimes for some. You know, the thing to be is diligent. The thing to be is consistent. The thing to be is make sure you're using the proper words to understand that you actually are, in fact, clearing something, to use the proper protocol. I share different protocols in my book, and in this package, I actually have a clearing meditation, which it's like 70, no, I think it's over 100 minutes long. I mean, it's that long. It's one of those, or the Wheels Within Wheels meditation. And so
I have used your material as well, and I also had one-to-one with you before. Yeah.
And so that's the reality of it. You know, you have to understand that we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes, some of us. And so how fast can you clear all of that? Right? But we have to be diligent, and we have to be continue to do the work. And then you're clearing from childhood, then you have to clear cellularly. So there's all sorts of different levels of this clearing, incarnations on planet, off planet. There's so much going on that it is a process. But what I want you to hear is that even though you continue to clear, you can still move through the mastery of the physical, the mastery of the emotional, the mastery of the mental. It's not like you're stagnant and not going anywhere just because you're clearing, because you continue to clear. Even when you move through all the higher initiations, you will still have proclivities, right, and propensities. Okay. And so even at those levels, you have to be mindful that you don't take anything new on, right? And it's like, oh, let's let go of that right away. We don't want that to go into us. So it's not like you ever are not doing something to make sure that you stay clear. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's clear.
Thank you, Tasha.
Yeah. It's ongoing. It's ongoing. It's not like what you do, you get to critical mass when 50, and that's another thing, using the violet flame, right? But when you get to that critical mass of you at a subatomic and atomic level, 51% is now vibrating at a higher frequency, then it's going to absorb and let go of all that other stuff. So it's really about getting to 51% in the mastery of the physical, then you can go on to the mastery of the emotional. Getting to 51% and then going to mastery of the mental. So it's not like you have to get to 100%. You just have to get to 51%. So don't get stuck in, I still have to more to clear. I still have more to clear. Move along the path.
Yeah.
Clearing as you go.
And you can be simultaneously working on more than just one stage at a time, right? So you could be working on both the physical and the emotional and the mental. Well, I think we always are working on all levels.
We
feels
always
like to me.
Are. We always are.
Yeah.
And you'll know when you finally get to surrender, right?
Yeah.
The dark
yeah.
night of the soul. And even after you get past that and you move into enlightenment, you still, something's going to pop up. Oh, that's
yeah.
right. And you clear it. So it's
yeah.
not like you ever don't have something to let go of or clear. Because you're in this human form, and this human form has the things that it likes and the things that it wants to judge. And yes, you know better. Oh, I don't need to judge that. However, you're going to have a human condition in that moment, and you move through it quickly and let it go. So was that not a clearing? Yes, it was. So,
yeah.
So it's how we see ourselves and how we choose to see ourselves. We can choose to see ourselves as victims and, oh my God, it's a ball and chain and I still have so much to let go of. Or you can say, you know what? I am a divine being and I have the assistance from my team, from the universe to support me on this path. And I'm bringing in more light and focus on you bringing in more light instead of focusing on what isn't right or what you still have to clear. Focus on you filling that vessel. So you clear and pay attention to you filling your vessel with light and
yeah.
fill it with light and fill it with light and fill it with light and see the light because the light will transmute more and more and more. So it's all in where we place our
attention. Yeah, absolutely.
You always have stuff to clear and that's where you focus on. Then you'll always have stuff to clear. And if you're always trying to clear it, then you're really not doing that either.
Yeah, true. Wow. I mean, and this is a topic that we could talk on forever about, you know, clearing and so on.
It's a big one.
Yeah, definitely. So we have some more questions, which we'll take in just a moment. But before that, I wanted to talk about your special offer that we have for the audience today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Edwige12. That's E-D-W-I-G-E 12. So, Dr. Advija, I think I sent you the link.
Yes.
To your email.
I'm looking at it now. Beautiful. Yeah. So let's go over it, shall we? Of course,
sure.
My book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, which, you know, it's amazing to me, the information in that book. When I go back through the pages, I'm like, wow, this really was guided. And people continue to read it and email me with the pearls of wisdom within it and really moving you through different states and stages, you know, just sharing my experiences of awakening so that you have a guidepost, if you will, as to some of the things that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And how to address them, how to deal with them, how to expand your consciousness, how to have lucid dreams, how to ground yourself, how to protect yourself, how to change your thought process. All of those different things I share in my book. So yeah, it's pretty cool. The next one, and these are just amazing tools that I've included in this. The Gift of Clearing Meditation is about 103 minutes. And I found this beautiful music with all of the solfeggio tones and frequencies embedded within this music. And I created these meditations over this music. So it's absolutely beautiful. And this clearing meditation I advise to use in your clearing, you know, once a week, do a clearing, do a total clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just, I mean, it's just fabulous, because I'm calling in source of the highest and purest light to clear your negative thoughts. Wow. To clear any cord, to clear an attachment, to clear different things. So different things that are impacting you that you need assistance with, you're going to find in this clearing meditation. If you go out and, you know, you're around negative people and you can feel it and you're taking on their stuff, come home, do this clearing meditation. It's going to clear it off of you. Yeah, it's really wonderful. The next one is Wheels Within Wheels. And, you know, we have many chakras, but what I did in this meditation, I focused on 13 chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent 8 minutes on each chakra. So I'm clearing, I'm calibrating your chakra for 8 minutes. And so the mother's in on all of these, and you're going to hear light language, you're going to hear me toning, you're going to hear all sorts of different things. And you're going to feel, because I'm going to tell you which chakra we're on, and for 8 minutes we focus on that chakra. I mean, that's pretty profound and really deep, you know?
Absolutely.
And then the next one is transformation. And if you're looking at it, you see a picture of me bilocating. If you're on the website looking at the page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really to understand that you have to comprehend that you are a divine being and nothing else matters. And you won't settle for anything less. And you have to truly be focused and on your mission that you get it in this lifetime. Right? And understanding how we have to raise our vibration, our frequency enough to really transmute the lower body and step into our God selves. It is possible. And that's what I share in this tutorial, all about you are the light, transform now. And then the next one is about reincarnation. And I thought fascinating to share this process of reincarnation, why we reincarnate, how many times we have to learn any particular lesson, and all that kind of stuff. So, and it's 5 lifetimes, by the way. yeah, for any particular lesson. And then if you don't get that lesson in those 5 lifetimes, then you go back to the Bardo realm and you study in the upper, you know, in the Bardo realm, in the schools there, the etheric schools, and you'll study there. And then you'll come up with something new that you want to incarnate into and so on. And so it's understanding that, right? The ultimate goal here is to become fully conscious and capable and expressing Creator. And so we incarnate to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally,
that's package A.
That's package A. In package B, I've really designed something new this time, and it's working really, really well. And it's a mastermind healing circle, and they're a lot of fun. They're interactive. Everyone can see everyone live if you come on the computer. And wow, it's no holds bar, and it could be anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes I've actually spent on a call. And it's sharing. It's going over all of your stuff. And it's interesting because it's only a small group of five or six people. And everyone at any particular time seemed to have the same issues. So that's how divine it's orchestrated. And so we will share, and everyone has the floor. Everyone gets to talk. And the entire time I'm calibrating and clearing and activating. I do processes throughout the entire thing, and we really just have in-depth study work, and a focus of the energy coming together. And what's really interesting is that when the collective comes together, we create this energy, and we're really able to accelerate individual growth by harnessing the power of the group. And that's what's happening in this group environment. So it actually has been really successful with bringing people together, and it's a lot of fun. And people don't want to get off the call after, 90 minutes or 2 hours. I'm like, okay, I'm tired, it's time. And they don't want to leave, they don't want to hang up. But every question you have is answered. If you're stuck, I work on it. Like I said, you're taking notes during it, you have water during it, and it's an intensive. It's an intensive of me being on and working on you. We start by connecting, and I bring you into a circle right at the gate, and we're in that energy the entire time. And so people feel themselves floating and getting lighter, right? And I'll work on you. And it's really deep, because it's just an easier way for the mother to work and in this energy of the collective group and the love and the support that everyone develops for everyone, because you can see everyone. It's amazing, the results that I'm getting, quite honestly.
Beautiful. Thank you. And
yes,
so
it is. I really, really like it.
So package B is includes everything in package A, plus the mastermind healing circle group session. And that is 167, and package A is 97. So that these two packages are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Edwige12. So do take a look at those, both of them, see which one resonates with you.
And absolutely. Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, these products, this package, it's so amazing. I wish you knew just how in-depth the clearing meditation is, the chakra meditation, the stuff that happens to people when they do these. I mean, they feel so expanded. It's opening so much of you up to receive more light, and you feel it, especially when we do 8 minutes on every chakra. It's amazing what transpires during that meditation. In fact, I know people who will go, and it's like they get high because they can feel that divine energy flowing into them, that flow that you desire. You feel it after you do these meditations. And that's what's beautiful, to be able to facilitate that flow. And then you take that and, you do it ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. And that's another tool to help you to clear, but then to fill with more light. And that's what this is all about. So, yeah, it really is quite remarkable, the results.
And, all of these tools will help you to both clear and bring in more light, and as you bring in more light, it's easier to clear more, right?
Thank you. Absolutely. And that's the goal. And that's really the goal. It's like, you have to clear to receive more light. And then the light helps you. And then something shows up and you clear it and you get more light. And then something shows up and you clear it and you get more light. And so that's the process, folks. That's it. Get used to it. It swings back and forth like the pendulum. And that is the process. And it's okay to honor yourself where you are, to love yourself, and know that it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. So we have all these wonderful, beautiful questions still coming in. Some I don't understand. Some I do. So let's just...
we'll go with the ones you understand.
Yeah, really. So I have a question from Joanne, and she's asking... And maybe you talked about this and I missed it because I swear to God, sometimes during these calls, I think I tune out, you know, at some, because, you know, the energy is just such that I'm also integrating, right, and receiving and not always 100% present. So this question is, what or how did you clean and heal the memory storage? It is so powerful. Is that right? Does it talk about memory storage? And I just missed it.
Okay, hold on. No. Okay, repeat it again. It's going to come. Just repeat it, please.
What or how did you clean and heal the memory storage?
Okay, so she's talking about old programming and old memories. Whoa. And so letting go of those things that no longer serve, right? Mm-hmm. The old memories of stuff. And it's nothing that I have to do intentionally to clear. It just, wherever you are, whatever you're ready to let go is going to clear, but it's going to clear at a deep level. So I'm thinking that's what they're referring to, the clearing at a deeper level. And I'm hoping that that's what you're referring to, but that's what it feels like. So yeah, it just happens.
Perfect. Thank you, Joanne. Good question. And then I have a question from Judy, and she says, can you talk more about the unicorns and dolphins? Are they all star beings?
Well, that's an interesting question. I love it. So, you know, unicorns being mystical animals, dolphins and whales, my goodness, you know, they've held consciousness for humanity for so long, have they not?
Yes.
And now that we are finally have enough light here, the whales, remember how they, some transitioned recently? They can go home. So these are all from other planets, other worlds, here to hold light and to support Mother Earth and humanity. Because of the fall, they came in to hold and support. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. And that's really all I know. I've gone swimming energetically with dolphins, you know, and some of us have even incarnated, first landed here as whales, believe it or not, in the wee beginnings, and then incarnated into different, you know, another mammal. yeah, so those are higher dimensional beings, indeed.
Beautiful. And we, you know, we are all star beings, you know, so yes. And then I have a question from Linda, and she's asking, do you help to open the body to the radiant body activation?
To the radiant body activation?
Yeah, or maybe she means light body activation.
Oh, so yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that started for me, gosh, back in 2012 when my light body moved in and I had all these the templates were then turned on. So as the embodiment of the mother, okay, and then the energy is about to get stronger for everybody, by the way. Here we go. I'm able to clear you to a point to turn on codes and activate those codes within a person, bring in their fire letters. And when they have reached that certain level, I've walked in their light bodies. So yes, that's that radiant light for sure, your light body that then begins the descension of your I am, so allowing for your monadic merger. You have to have a light body for that to happen. And yes, I actually am able to facilitate that. It's amazing. Let me tell you, when I'm working with someone and it's so electrical that words can't describe it. It gets so electrical and you feel like you're about to be, well, electrocuted, quite honestly, as the clearing happens and that part is ready to move in. It is a process. It's not an easy road, but when someone is ready, yes, it can activate your light body and bring it in. I've done it. I've done it. Yeah, I've seen them. They've seen them. And it's like, whoa, do you see that in front of you? And we're like, yeah, okay. That's your light body. And it's going. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, thank you for that question, Linda. Yeah, absolutely. That's part of what Dr. DeLeach does, for sure.
Yeah, it's part of the job description.
Yeah. And so then I have a question from Jay. And Jay is asking, how do I heal my pain? I don't care who did what. I just want to heal my wounds. What should I do?
And that's a beautiful question, you know, and that is a part not only of ascension, but really this mastery, isn't it? And being able, willing, and ready to let go of the pain. So you first acknowledge the pain. What has it been showing you? Honor it and then release it. And, you know, it's, and what I'm feeling is that it's emotional pain that this person is referring to. And yes, you have to be able to honor it. Because did it show you something? Was it a lesson based around that pain? A lot of times, and I'm just going to give this as an example, childhood, you know, we've taken on, whether we saw it, felt it, imagined it, we've taken on these different things from childhood. And, you know, our parent wasn't loving enough to us, didn't give us enough attention, made us feel unworthy, all these different things that happened from childhood, causing us to now be in pain, causing us to not feel worthy and loved, right? Creating those addictions to salt and sugar and what have you and all this different stuff going on. So it's about going into that tiny space of the heart. In fact, let's take a few minutes, shall we? And do a short process because we're actually, oh my, we're already at an hour and a half. Let's go get quiet. Close your eyes. Take a nice long breath in and out. In and out. And once more in and out. And just with your inner vision, your imagination, I want you to find yourself all the way at the back of your heart, down at the bottom, and using your inner vision, your imagination, looking at the back of your heart, you see this tiny opening. That opening's a vortex, so just allow it to pull you in and down. And breathe. There we go. Now, at the top of your heart is the sacred chamber, the tiny space of your heart or your high heart. I want you to feel yourself move to that space. So float up, shift a little to the left, and in to that tiny sacred space of your heart. And just be there. Now feel all the love that Creator has for you. And allow that love to come in like beautiful rays. Feel all the love that you have for Creator. Send your love up in a beautiful ray. In this sacred space of your heart, where there is only love, and where you can only create for your best and highest good and the good of all concerned. We're going to bring up now those miscreations of the past, the pain. So in this safe place of your heart, I want you to move to that place that created that pain. And if it's childhood, as a little boy, a little girl, whatever age you experienced that pain, I want you to move there. If your parents said something that made you feel unworthy, not good enough, we're going to clear those energies. So see yourself as that little boy, that little girl. Letting go, giving yourself permission to let go of not feeling good enough, let go of not feeling worthy enough, let go of not getting enough attention from your mother because she was busy with other children, your siblings, let go of your father not giving you enough attention because he was busy with work and men didn't do that back then. Let go of them hitting you, saying it was discipline, and you feeling the physical pain of them hurting you. Let go of the abuse, whether it be verbal or physical abuse. Let go of you holding on to it for so long. No. I want everyone to forgive your fathers. So do you forgive your father? Do you love your father? Do you forgive your mother? Do you love your mother? Do you forgive yourself? Are you ready to give yourself permission to love yourself? So now bring that inner child. Embrace your inner child. Let him, her know how much you love and cherish and that you can take care of her or him now, that you're safe, you're loved, you matter. You no longer have to hold on to that pain. You no longer have to hold on to that wall that you've built up around yourself. You can let it go because you're safe now to love, to be loved, to have a voice, to matter, to be visible, to be seen. No! Me katoni iti e nahe te ata, e nahe si katuga ni ata kata, e naha kotori si papuku ni iti e ata, e katora papuku ni iti ata, e nahe tukata, e nahe tukatu izi e katika jikata, me kuni itena, e kukukuna a papukuna ata kotoni iti ata. Ah, there we go. Nice shifting happening. E makukuni ata, makuni ashina heta, inahatu ishikata, inaheti inakutu ishikata. Allow your hearts to open. Allow your heart to feel love. Allow your heart to expand. Motori inihishinuata, ino nakutuni ishikijikijikida, akupapukuni ata, inuhata, makukuni ata, inahichikatukutuni apapukuni ata. Ah, and breathe. If you need to cry to release, let go of your resistance. It doesn't matter the story behind it. Give yourself permission to let it go. Love is all there is. end. We have to understand and recognize that before we came into this time-space reality, we chose the lessons that we would experience, and those members of our soul group said yes to playing those roles to help us to remember, to help us to learn those lessons, because they loved us that much. And we knew we would forget on this side, but that was okay because we wanted to get that lesson that much. So love all of those who played those roles for you, be it friends or families. Love them free and thank them, in fact, for playing those roles. Ah, there we go. Ah, now, seeing yourself, place your hands on your heart. I love me. I am lovable. I am free. I love me. I am lovable. I am free. I love me. I am lovable, and I am free. Focus back on your breath and your awareness. How are we doing?
Good. That was so powerful. My goodness, that activation, I felt so much heat and releasing happening. It's like, oh, wow. You know, I have no memories of my childhood at all. So, but I know that whatever wounds that there were from that time are still there. And I still was able to let go and heal and clear some of those issues, even though I don't remember anything, you know, but I know that it still happened. And it's like, I'm still like, not quite, I'm still processing. Definitely.
Yeah.
Processing.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And the reality of it is we don't always have to know and see it. We just have to allow. Just allow.
Yes. Wow. That was powerful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. So yeah. So I invite people to write in what you experienced, how you're doing, because it was, and but you know, and it's just funny, it's like going through the process, not knowing exactly what had happened, but you know, still knowing that there were definitely areas, and especially the forgiving my father, forgiving my mother, forgiving myself, it's like that is such a powerful process. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Forgiving and loving, you know.
And loving, because, you know, the reality of it is they're only playing the role you asked of them, you know. That's it.
Yep. And that alone is a powerful statement or powerful concept to know, is that everybody that is in our life, you know, is there for a reason, and everything that we have experienced, it was for us to learn, to heal, to clear, to wake up, right?
Exactly. And so bless it. And that's the thing. It's really about changing our perception of everything, because everything is happening for you, not against you. And so when you can see that and bless it, then something that's not feeling so right will pass a lot faster if you continue to resist it. Because what you resist, well, what's the word? Persist. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. This was absolutely beautiful and absolutely powerful. Like, you know, the energies that you are still transmitting, they're still flowing. And, you know, I felt them throughout the call. And so I just want to thank you for, your abilities and your capacities, and just being able to transmit these beautiful, wonderful energies for us so that we can shift, so that we can clear, so that we can be more conscious, more aware, more present, and so that we can bring in more light, so that we can start to really live that prosperous life that we truly desire and deserve.
Absolutely, and that's what it's about, you know. It's a beautiful thing to just be able to fully express yourself as the divine being that you are. It is our God-given right to do so. And so it's about just allowing and clearing and doing whatever so that you can live the life that you once lived.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So I invite you to take a look at the special offers, the packages that Dr. Dreege has. There are beautiful tools that you can start to use to start clearing and becoming more and more light, and especially the mastermind group healing sessions. That's really going to help you to get that added support and that added that push, that boost that you might need to really help you to get to the next level or to the other side of what's been not shifting for you, right?
Absolutely. And that's the reality of it. Just imagine a small, intimate group where we really just focus on your stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Dreege12. And it'll be in the replay email and on the replay page shortly. As we close out this Radiant Light Healing Circle, I just invite you to really receive and allow and continue to receive these energies that are flowing to you and be grateful for them. You know, bless them for what they are. They're helping you to shift and clear and be more of who you truly are, to be the radiant being of light that you are. And so just allow that to be. And I'm sure these are going to continue to process for a little while longer. So.
Yes. So drink lots of water, by the way. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Drink lots of water. Listen to your body. Be aware of what's going on in your fields and in your thoughts and your emotions, and let go of whatever it is that wants to be let go of now. Just allow it to let go with ease and grace. And just know that sometimes things that are coming up now, they might only be there just for you to acknowledge them and let them go. So be gentle
Absolutely.
With yourself.
Yeah. And the reality of it is, that nothing has any value until you give it value. Mm. So until you start comparing, right, and your perception of how you perceive it. So an event, something can happen, and it's neither good nor bad, right nor wrong, black nor white, until you decide it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
true.
Be mindful of that. You're choosing how you choose to perceive it.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it all comes down to what are you choosing? What are you focused on? What are you putting your attention on? And like Dr. Dreege had said earlier on, when you go to sleep at night, right before you fall asleep, when you're in that theta state, you know, in that lucid dreaming state, call on your team, call on your guides to support you and assist you in clearing up more of what doesn't serve you. Or like, you know, Dr. Dreege says, you know, if you'd like to have more prosperity in your life, just say, I am wealthy, I am prosperous, or whatever words, you know, that you resonate with better or more, and see how that starts to shift and change your life, you know, and just be open to that and be aware of that. And then just observe, be the observer, be the experimenter, right?
Exactly, exactly. So indeed, and if you start to do those things, do it at least 21 days and see what happens. See what happens.
Exactly. See what happens. Beautiful. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we go today, Dr. Dreege?
No, I think that's it. Just to be open, to be loved, to know that you matter. And regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what pain or what how you feel stuck or that you still have more stuff to clear, you know what? If you only knew from a larger perspective of how loved you are, and that these things are not as catastrophic as you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And how amazing is it that you are awakening? Because how many billions of people are not right now? So do you even understand how special you are? Yeah.
Yeah,
you are.
Wow. Wow,
you are.
So true. Yes, thank you. And look how far you've come. You know, just look at how far you've come. So
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So be well. Know that you matter. Know that you are love. Know that you are on your path to awakening the brilliant light within and creating a limitless life.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow, that was such a powerful call. So much beautiful energies. Wow, I'm still processing and I'm still feeling all of the energy. So I invite you to continue to feel, continue to experience, continue to be in this energy for a little while longer if you can, and enjoy it. Just enjoy it. So thank you everyone for being here. Thank you for your questions and comments and feedback. We so appreciate that. We so love you. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Much love and blessings always. Bye for now.